Now, Nona from Nowhere. The makers of Babbo present the new radio drama, Nona from Nowhere. The story of an adopted daughter whose kindly foster father has asked a famous Hollywood producer to redeem a promise given when his life was saved by making the amazing request that the producer marry a girl he has never seen before. His adopted daughter, Nona Brady, Nona from Nowhere. Ladies, if you'd like to whisk through your cleaning chores faster than you ever thought possible, then do this.
Discover the new improved 1950 Babbo, now with revolutionary detergent action.
Once you try it, you'll say new Babbo is better than ever, and here's why.
You've used the wonderful new detergents. You know how they give cleaner, whiter washes, save time and work because they rinse dirt away. Well, new Babbo's modern detergent action does the same thing for pots and pans, bathroom and kitchen fixtures. It rinses dirt away.
Rinses dirt away lightning fast. Saves you more time than even Babbo could save before.
Now, you know how Babbo quickly dissolves grease that causes 90% of your daily scouring.
And with this famous grease-dissolving action, new Babbo gives you a revolutionary detergent action that penetrates dirt, loosens it, rinses it away.
Yes, 1950 Babbo acts two ways at once to give you the fastest cleaning you've ever known.
Try it. Clean your pots and pans, bathtubs, and sinks this faster way.
See how much brighter those surfaces gleam. Notice how easily, how quickly you're through.
Today, get new, faster-than-ever Babbo, B-A-B-O, now with revolutionary detergent action. Now the curtain rises on Nona from Nowhere. 23-year-old Nona Brady knew sharp terror when Police Inspector Storm forced Basil Newton, the casting director for Palladium Film, to admit that he had overheard her foster father, Pat Brady, threaten to kill the Hollywood producer, Emery Monaco. And in these tense hours since the murder, Vernon Dutell, the brilliant Hollywood director who loves Nona, has concealed his desperate concern for Pat. At this moment, the California sunshine is bright outside the window of Police Inspector Storm's office. Seated before the desk is the woman, Renee, who was married to Monaco. And Inspector Storm is saying...
Mrs. Monaco, I want to get a few things clarified.
Inspector Storm, I want to do everything in my power to find the person who murdered my husband.
You've been very cooperative. And now, Mrs. Monaco... You will be willing to testify that this dagger was always kept on your husband's desk at his country lodge?
Oh, Emery was killed with that.
He was stabbed to death with this, Mrs. Monaco?
Yes, yes, it was always on his desk at the lodge. Nona Brady reached out her hand and seized it. The rest was easy. Oh, my poor husband.
Mrs. Monaco, I know this is hard, but...
I'm not going to break down, Inspector Storm.
Good. Now, Mrs. Monaco, you've told the police that you overheard Nona Brady's foster father, Pat Brady, threaten to kill your husband if he didn't stop seeing Nona.
Inspector Storm, that girl is a starlet at Palladium Films. She's on her way up in pictures, and she'll do anything to get there fast. Nona Brady saw Emery, an important producer at the studio. She flirted with him.
Never mind that right now, Mrs. Monaco. You told Police Lieutenant Johns yesterday that you overheard Pat Brady threaten your husband's life.
I did. It was night, and I was standing behind the edge of the stone terrace outside Vernon Dutell's house, hidden from the others.
Go on, Mrs. Monaco.
Vernon Dutell had stopped Nona from having dinner with Emery. Emery stood there in the driveway talking to Vernon and Nona. Then Emery left. Mr. Brady and Basil Newton came up. They'd overheard Vernon say that Emery had a wife. The old man, Pat Brady, was in a rage. He said he would kill Emery Monaco if he tried to make love to his Nona.
Yes?
But Pat Brady didn't kill Emery. It was the girl. She went out to the lodge with Emery, and the situation got out of her control. She grabbed that dagger from the desk and used it.
Thank you for coming to my office, Mrs. Monaco. You will undoubtedly be asked to testify.
You mean, Inspector Storm, you will arrest Nona Brady for murder?
You can leave everything to the police, Mrs. Monaco. The person who killed your husband will not go unpunished.
A half hour later, in the garden of the Brady's small Hollywood home, Director Vernon Dutel is with Nona, who is saying...
Vernon, it's wonderful for Daddy, Pat. You're giving him so much of your time during all this. But please don't feel responsible for me.
Nona, I can't change every thought and feeling I have.
You've been Daddy Pat's friend for 20 years, but I have no right to make demands on you, and I don't.
Just the right that I love you. You shouldn't blame me for the fact that Pat came to me and asked me to marry you.
I don't blame you, Vernon. Daddy Pat should... Well, he should never have reminded you that he saved your life 20 years ago and asked you to repay him by marrying me.
Pat is a magnificent person, and he knew that you and I were meant for one another. If Pat hadn't asked me to marry you, and you hadn't found out about it, you'd be my wife by now.
Vernon,
Nona, I fell in love with you when I first saw you. And you weren't indifferent to me. Any more than you're indifferent to me now.
I can hardly bear to fight my love for him any longer. I don't want to deny it. I want to believe that Vernon loves me just as much as he says he does. Oh, I wish he'd put his arms around me. I could forget all the terrible things that have happened. The night I was out at Emery Monaco's lodge and the murder. Oh, Vernon's looking at me and smiling just a little. He's so wonderfully good looking. He's so sure of himself. Oh, this is all a useless daydream. Fact is that he's so used to every other woman he knows being in love with him that he takes for granted I am too.
Nona, you're lost somewhere in your thoughts.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vernon. I didn't hear what you said.
I said that I would never pretend to care for you if I didn't. I'd do almost anything for Pat, but I certainly wouldn't beg his adopted daughter to marry me for his sake. And what's more, Nona? Nona from nowhere. That's my name for you.
What else were you going to say, Vernon?
You know I wouldn't pretend. You know it. And still you're afraid to admit that you love me.
It's not so simple, Vernon. My life is so different. When Daddy Pat adopted me, he promised my parents that he would never tell me their names. You know how much I love Daddy Pat, but I believe that there's something in my past that caused his going to you.
But Nona, darling...
Oh, Vernon, we can't talk about it now. Well, there's so much danger surrounding Emery Monaco's murder.
I understand.
You know, Vernon, this is the first time Daddy Pat and I've ever had a real home of our own. And nothing must take it away from us. Our home and all it means and... our home sweet home garden.
Your home sweet home garden has come to mean as much to me as it does to Pat, since you have me helping you plant it.
I'm glad, Vernon.
I've never had much luck growing flowers. Guess I haven't a green thumb. But you've encouraged me by telling me that all the flowers are easy to grow.
Well, they are, Vernon, even without a green thumb. And remember, we have 7 packets of easy to grow flower seeds that we couldn't buy in any store. I can hardly wait for you and Daddy Pat to see the beautiful, stunning new lavender blue zinnia. I told you, it comes in a packet with seeds for 16 varieties of zinnias.
When I look at you as you describe it, I'm sure we're going to have a garden out of a fairy tale, Nona.
We certainly are. With all the other flowers, we'll have French carnations, giant asters, imperial larkspurs, double marigolds, and seeds for dwarf border flowers and for a tall cut flower garden. Where there'll not only be flowers outdoors, but think of the bowls of cut flowers we'll have in the house.
I like the idea of being able to admire my work indoors as well as out.
Now, Vernon, you're talking about the garden.
Yes, Daddy Pat, I was trying to find words to tell Vernon what our home means to us.
A home is so much more than a house. Sure, it has to do with the hearth and the firelight. Sure, a home and a garden is part of the deepest love in our hearts. To give us faith in the great God and courage for all the days of our lives. Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Oh, Pat, you're so right.
Miss Brady?
Why, it's Police Inspector Storm over there at the garden gate.
Well, so it is. We'll go in the house and find out what he wants.
Inspector Storm, why have you come back? Is it to ask Daddy Pat and me more questions?
No, Miss Brady.
Nona, I want you and Pat to stay out of this. Now, I have information about Emery Monaco and his associates that will lead to his murderer.
You can hardly have more information than the police, Mr. Dutel. We've known from the night of the murder that Nona Brady and her foster father were alone with Monaco at the lodge when he was killed.
They didn't have anything to do with his death. Monaco had a lot of enemies.
He did, including yourself.
I'm talking about underworld associates.
Put that out of your mind, Dutel. Emery Monaco was not killed by an underworld associate.
Well, then who did kill him?
Someone who was hiding in the lodge that night. Somebody neither Daddy Pat nor I saw.
No, Miss Brady.
Well, I don't understand. Has someone confessed?
No. A confession might bring out extenuating circumstances. The way it looks now, the murder was a cold-blooded, deliberate snuffing out of a human life. There were no fingerprints found on the dagger that killed Monaco. Precautions were taken. The person who ended Monaco's life hated him and killed him with malicious intent.
Well, who was this person?
Mr. Brady, I'm here now to make an arrest.
An arrest?
What do you say?
Mr. Brady, I'm arresting you for the murder of Emery Monaco.
Oh.
Arresting Daddy
Pat? You can't do this.
It's my duty to warn you that anything you say can be used against you.
I understand, Inspector.
Oh, no, no, Inspector Storm. Daddy Pat didn't kill Emery Monaco. He's innocent, I tell you. Daddy Pat is innocent.
Nona's foster father, Pat Brady, arrested for the murder of Emery Monaco. What amazing decision will Vernon make to help Pat? And who is the dangerous-looking stranger who calls on Vernon and who will play an unusual and momentous part in the immediate future of Nona from Nowhere? Ladies, if you'd like to clean so fast you'll hardly believe your eyes, then discover the new improved 1950 Babbo, now with lightning-fast detergent action. You'll call it the fastest cleaning on earth, and here's why. New Babbo now works two ways. One, as always, Babbo dissolves grease that causes 90% of your heavy scouring. Two, new Babbo's detergent action penetrates dirt, loosens it, rinses it away. The result? Pots and pans, bathroom and kitchen fixtures sparkle brighter. You're through lightning fast. Try it. Ask your grocer today for new improved Babbo. Ladies, tomorrow, Nona will bring you her first exciting radio offer. Yes, and it's really a thrilling one. A brand new kind of offer. A kind that need not cost you one red penny. That's right. It need cost you nothing. So Nona asks you please to be on hand tomorrow to help her to get this first offer off to a flying start. And let me tell you, you'll be really excited when you hear about it. So whatever happens, tune in Nona from Nowhere, same time, same station tomorrow. You'll be glad you did. You can now cut dishwashing time in half. Now have sparkling dishes and glasses without wiping. Just switch to Glim, G-L-I-M, Babbo's new concentrated liquid that gives you greaseless dishwashing. Here's how. Measure only one cap full of Glim into your empty dishpan or sink. Turn water on full force for instant suds. Wash and rinse dishes, rack them. It's that easy. They dry by themselves, sparkling, gleaming bright. Try it. Today, ask your grocer for Glim, G-L-I-M, the amazing liquid for greaseless dishwashing. This is Ford Bond speaking and asking you to join us on this station at the same time tomorrow when the amazing new story of Nona from Nowhere will again be brought to you by Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner, and by Glim, the amazing liquid that gives you greaseless dishwashing. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.